Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald, and welcome to episode 3 of The Shoot Treatment. For those of you that didn't listen to the first two episodes, the idea behind the show is that we take a classic player profile from Shoot magazine and we pose the same questions to our guest. We'll then reveal the guest's answers alongside those of the original footballer. And just to clarify, the guests haven't been told the questions in advance and they don't know which footballer I've chosen. And joining me for this week's episode, one of my favourite Anfield Rap contributors, delighted to have her here. It's Anna Walsh. Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi, Martin. Thank you for that intro. I was delighted to be asked. To be fair, as soon as I saw what it was, I said, Neil, what's this? And he told me, I was like, well, that sounds amazing. I can't wait. So
you're currently...
So it perfectly encapsulates everything that I love about talking about football.
And you told me just before we went on air that you're currently in your parents' house, which is where you probably used to read Shoot.
Yes.
You were a little bit of a Match snob. You preferred Match.
I don't even know if you choose Match. It chooses you in some ways. I was given Match annuals. I've actually got a photo, which I've been trying to dig out for a few days, of me at Christmas, must have been about 9 or 10, with a Shoot annual. So I'll see if I can dig that out. But you know when you've got stuff saved in your photos and it hasn't got a proper name on it, so you just can't remember when it was.
But, okay, now before we go into it, you are currently writing a book, and this will become relevant when I tell you who the footballer is. So just
tell
the audience and briefly what your book is about.
So my book, current working title, Narratives of Irish Leeds, I was just on the train with no Wi-Fi, so I've actually been editing some chapters of that currently. So it's a psychogeography of some of its buildings in the city and some of it is more nebulous. So potentially the kitchen table or the mantelpiece.
It's about the Irish experience in Leeds.
Yeah,